It's time for Musical Musers. I'm your host this week, Gordon Keith. Brought to you by Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm and Globe Life. Researchers analyzed 12,000 rap, country, pop, R&B, and rock songs that have been released since 1980. And they found that musicians have pretty much abandoned the intricate lyrical poetry of lyrics past, and that lyrics have become simpler, more dumbed down, more repeated. There's more repetition in lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
The complexity and length of words chosen by songwriters, how frequently phrases are repeated, whether they represent happy, sad, or positive or negative emotions, all that was studied, and they found that lyrics have become simpler over time. Also, because we switch songs so quickly now, you know, back in the day, there was a little bit of finger muscle that had to be used when people listened to vinyl exclusively, and you would have to go across the room to the record player to lift it up and change a song. People would put on a piece of music and leave it on.
Yeah.
Now, people skip through songs. I know people who have never listened to an entire song probably in 15 years.
Wow.
They listen to just a little bit of it, and then they forward through it. It's like they get the point. So you got to catch them quick now.
Are you talking about yourself?
Maybe.
Seems like it. Every time I play a song.
I'm a song hopper.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's hop. Okay.
I'm a song hopper. So that's a bit of musical research for you. A couple of musical rabbit holes that I've been in is two things. It's interesting to me how you can just subtract certain information from a song and it changes the song entirely. There's, of course, a YouTube for everything, and there's many YouTube channels dedicated to taking a song and stripping out every other beat. And then what does it sound like then? Listen to this tune.
Body told me, world is gold me, ain't the shul in head. Shucking down with finger bombing up on her head. We start, don't stop, set to the rhythm, the ground, get it, makes it, fall, brain gets head, gets no much to the cease. I'm with the back streets, never know, go, never shine low. Hey now, I'll stop, game on, play, hey now, I stop, go on, hey now. Praise, holy, stop, break the rule.
Doesn't show how catchy a song is, though, that even when you, it's crazy sounding, but you've taken out whatever it is, every other beat, and it's still catchy.
Yes, still catchy. Not as groovy,
yeah, it's
because
halting,
it's just too on.
Yeah.
How about this one?
That old machine for that boat, some of them hoes, them go straight mess. Living this, got to always on, gotta keep them so I'm too hot, caught a piece in the phantom too hot, make a donor return or two
hot, you know so less funky.
I'm about that man, get your hallelujah, get your hallelujah, get your hallelujah, cause I'm gone, cause I'm gone, cause I'm gone, side of weed, images, wow.
Still catching.
It makes me insane. How about this one here? Classic.
It's like you've got a CD and you just hit skip.
Y-E-A.
We ask that question a lot.
Every day up here at the station, someone asks. Y-E-A. Oh, gosh.
Wow.
And a Christmas classic.
Oh, oh, I want a lot for Christmas. I just want you for my dream. I don't care about you.
Okay. So that's a rabbit hole. Then, and I will listen to the entirety of all these songs.
God, that would drive
just to
me
make
nuts.
My brain crazy.
Yeah, that is not helping you.
My brain craves such novelty. I have to
more scramble for your brain there.
Yeah, I have to seek out scramble for my brain. All right, another musical rabbit hole that I've been in, which is another form of inverting songs and changing them.
Bert?
Have you done much study of negative harmony? This got popular a few years ago.
No.
I think it was some Swiss composer who talked about this. So negative harmony is like inverted when you're looking at the circle of fifths and you go directly across. And so there's people who've taken songs and used all the negative harmonies of a song to then create a new version of that song using all of its...
Okay, yeah.
I've heard this done before,
but yeah.
Musicians will understand it. I mean, I barely understand it, right? But it's interesting what it can come up with, and I think that this one is actually pretty good. This is a negative harmony cover of Here Comes the Sun.
Okay.
Here comes the sun, do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
Is this done with electronics and AI? Or is it a human that's doing that?
I think it's a human that had to transpose all these into their relative pitch.
Okay.
And then made the song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, isn't this? I think this is oddly catchy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's darker and more moody, which is understandable because Here Comes the Sun was bright and cheerful. So if you take a dark and moody song and change it to its negative harmonies, it would be the opposite.
Yeah,
I like it, but it has the tone of something a serial killer would listen to.
As he's out cruising the streets, it's the montage of him in the in the car looking at people walking on the side of the street. Yeah, that's negative harmony, and you can do yourself a favor by going down that YouTube rabbit hole of hearing pieces of music that have been re-rendered into their negative harmonies.
Wow.
And it goes to show you, I mean, the previous example and then this, that music is also math. It's the weirdest combination of mathematics and art when you blend harmony and rhythm. I mean, all of that is mathematics. Vibrations are mathematics.
Yeah.
And pitches are merely the...
Yeah.
The vibrations of the, what do you call that, George? Help me out here. Tones are what? Christmas trees. Okay, so
we're
going to
go
with
Christmas trees.
And yeah, that's what makes music so entertaining to me, is because there is this mathematics to it. And a lot of people, I remember when that was said originally to a group of music listeners that music is math, they were very offended by that because music is just art.
Yeah.
But no, it runs on rules. And it is a science. There is a science to music.
And that's what I still struggle with the most in music, is that part of it. And I would say it's the rhythm part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You think you may have pretty good rhythm until you've got to be in sync
until
with an actual beat. And
actually be in rhythm with something. It is so hard to actually do.
Yeah.
To actually be on the beat. And, you know, that's why I think that there is a huge defense of, like, when people started saying that rap music was not real music because it was just talking, because the people weren't singing. To me, they're forgetting a huge element of singing is rhythm.
Yes.
And if you can rap with really intricate rhythms, that's what rap music did, was they took the they kind of diminished the melodic content and then turned the rhythm content up to 11.
Yeah.
And when you hear some of the beats, someone who can rap in such intricate rhythm,
it's brilliant.
That's amazing and brilliant. And it's impossible for me to do, but it's a fantastic, and that's why I'd like to open a lot of people's eyes to the fact that if you're against rap music, listen to really good rap artists who can do rhythms with their words. They're using words and lyrical content that they're setting to certain rhythms that are so much more intricate rhythmically than anything that your favorite melodic singer does.
Yeah. It's like some of that really heavy stuff that Cat likes, that it's not my cup of tea, but I'm still amazed at what it does rhythmically.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of
we
that
make
really
fun
heavy
of the double kick, but that's outrageous if you've ever tried to play a kit before with one kick. I don't know how they do that.
I know. When they're doing Hertz on the kick drums and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, a little deep dive in musical musers today.
How about that group that you introduced us to a few years ago? It was a girls group, the Shags.
Do
they not pay attention to any of the
math?
They
don't pay attention to any of that, the math or the art.
Yeah. Foot.
Yeah, My Pal Foot was one of the names of the songs. Maybe we need to go back and revisit the Shags at some point.
Who is it that endorsed them?
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa, which makes sense because his music.
He thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
He thought it was brilliant. And some people have taken that. It was a group of girls from like the 60s whose dad made them be in a band. And they were barely musicians. I mean, it was just insane sounding stuff that they were producing. And Frank Zappa thought it was the most genius album of the 20th century. And there were people who have taken the Shag song and actually scored it out. The changing time signatures.
Yeah. All that. We need to revisit that at some point.
Indeed.